Hello? I have a delivery. Hello?
Take it easy. Just relax. There's probably nobody home anyway. Just relax.
What?
Nada! Nada! Nada, what happened? You? No! I don't believe this. It can't be you.
Get in here.
Hey, I'm not armed. Easy with the gun, man.
Name, unit.
What are you talking about?
Who are you with?
I'm with her.
Who sent you?
I'm with your sister. You're Kasim Amir, right?
Sister? Nada? Is that Nada?
Yeah.
What? How did you find me?
By accident. Look, I hate to interrupt this family reunion, but could you give me a hand getting her inside?
Phone doesn't work?
No, our phone works great. He keeps telling me that Pete's phone is turned off, which makes it harder to get a hold of him or Vicky.
What's the rush?
Not really a rush. Just wanted to tell him what Carl told us, you know, about Traken being a mole.
Yeah, right. Of all the people in the country she could bump into, what are the chances she's going to meet Chris Traken?
So, Senator Traken.
Call me Chris, please. I'm your brother in Christ.
Okay. Chris, how exactly did this Christian thing come about?
Well, my wife was taken at the rapture. She was the serious believer. I thought I was buying fire insurance. Turns out God doesn't work like that.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Anyway, after she vanished, I started reading the Bible more, and some of her other books. A book by C.S. Lewis was one of the big ones for me.
Oh, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Mere Christianity. I mean, I never could get my mind around the free will predestination debate until I read his chapter on it.
Never been an issue with me.
The more I read, I wanted to be like he was describing. And I wanted to see my wife again.
Believers have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I haven't really had a chance to hang out with a group of believers yet. I'm really looking forward to spending time with the rest of your friends.
Yeah.
Left Behind. Episode 49. One up, one down.
All right, you seem to know who I am. Who exactly are you? And why is my sister wearing a global community hospitality uniform?
My name is Judd Thompson.
Are you her boyfriend?
I suppose that describes our relationship.
You suppose?
All right, I'm her boyfriend. Now, I've got some questions for you.
Nada? Nada? Are you all right?
Looks like she's okay.
Why didn't you tell us you were alive?
I couldn't. It was too dangerous.
Dangerous? Since when have you been a threat to the global community?
I'm a Christian now, Nada.
I can see your mark.
So is Dan, the owner of this apartment.
He's in jail now.
I know. They were close to catching me, too.
What happened?
The earthquake happened. New Babylon defensive posture protocols. These could be useful. Hurry up.
Excuse me. Where can I find Kasim?
Next cubicle.
Oh no.
Thank you.
Faster.
Kasim Amir, step away from the cubicle.
Delete.
Step away from the cubicle.
Okay. I'm stepping away. No!
Freeze. Stop now or I'll...
So that's how you got away?
Then why did the global community say you were dead?
I'm sure they thought I was. I laid in the wreckage of that building for 4 days, trapped between support columns.
So, like, how did you get out?
The building shifted. I don't know if it was an aftershock or the damage control crew. The floor fell out from under me.
And what? You landed in a mattress factory?
Actually, I landed in an underground sewer. After I washed into the Tigris River, I came back here.
The Tigris?
Yes.
Well, this just keeps getting better and better.
Open up, in the name of Nikolai Carpathia.
You were saying?
So, you met all those guys in Tennessee through that gas station owner?
Yeah, that's right. Roger Cornwell's his name.
Tell me about the Believers in Illinois.
Yeah, they're staying.
Well, you know, there's the four of us, a little old lady and a dog. And the dog's the smartest of all of us.
You'll have to excuse Conrad, Senator Trakin. He needs a nap.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Actually, Chris, you've been wearing that hazmat suit for a long time, so I'm thinking a shower is going to be more important than a nap.
Conrad.
No, he's right. I'm sure I do smell pretty bad.
Oh!
Something wrong, Pete?
No, I just realized I've been sitting on my phone. I was wondering what that was.
Here, let me check it for messages.
All right, here.
Hey, we missed a few calls here. I'm gonna call
Daryl? Daryl? You're gonna call Daryl?
Yeah, I'm gonna call Daryl.
Daryl, huh? Is that one of your crew?
Actually, Daryl's the dog. Better phone manners than the rest of us, matter of fact.
Hey, how's it going? No, we're on our way back now. Somewhere in Kentucky, I think. We should be home sometime tomorrow. Oh. Oh.
Is something wrong?
Hang on a sec. Uh-huh. All right, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
If you do not open this door, we will knock it down. Omar, open it. Go, go, go! There's no one here?
Don't move. We're safe in here.
What is this? Dan built a panic room in his apartment?
I'd say it's paying off today.
We can't stay here forever.
There is nobody here, sir. The heat sensors definitely showed activity in this apartment. Whoever was here must have left.
Yeah, I keep believing it, buddy.
Let's get out of here.
They're going.
Just wait a minute.
That should be it. It sounds like they're gone.
I don't hear anything. Stand away from the door.
I can't believe you guys actually built this room into the apartment.
It wasn't easy.
Well, what do you know? Coming out of the wall like mice.
Oh, boy.
Please move to the center of the room. Omar, check them for weapons.
Hey, watch what you are
Forgive
doing.
Forgive Omar. He's a bit slow socially. But we've been partners for some time now. I have a soft spot in my heart for him.
And he has a soft spot, too. Right here! Get his gun, you fool!
Who's the fool now, pal? You broke the only thing keeping the locusts out!
Let's get out of here!
Not that way! Out the window!
That suit must be getting awful warm. Why don't you take it off?
Well, I guess I'm still afraid of those bugs.
Well, there's no bugs in the truck. We can stow the suit in the sleeper next to Conrad.
Can I see that helmet for a sec? I always wonder what it was like to wear one of those things.
Sure. I guess that'd be okay.
Wow, it's heavier than I thought.
But it's strong. No way those bugs can get through it.
Hey, Vic! Listen, I got the air conditioning on here.
Why'd you roll down the window?
Just doing a little test.
What are you doing? I need that helmet!
Oh, for what? Real Christians don't need to be afraid.
Pull over, Pete.
You guys better not be pulling something here.
It's not us that's pulling something, Pete. It's our friend Trakin here.
What? Says who?
Daryl. Got some inside information.
Okay. I'm gonna work really hard to not say I told you so.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You hear that noise, Senator? That's a whole bunch of demons coming to take a piece out of you. Unless you want them gnawing on you for lunch, you're gonna tell us the truth.
I say we have this little picnic al fresco.
Say what?
Outside. Come on.
What about his mark?
It's makeup. Look.
I'll tell you the truth.
For a change!
You're right. I'm GC. I serve Carpathia. Are you satisfied?
Not even close.
Is the GC tracking
us?
Oh,
boy. You better answer her, pal.
Yes. Yes, they're tracking you. Now let me back in.
Where's the transmitter?
Those bugs are getting closer.
Behind the cab. Passenger side.
He must have put it there when he climbed in.
I see it.
Now let me back in the cab.
I think you've smelled up my truck enough.
What?
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's being played for a fool.
You are a fool. You underestimate Potentate Carpathia at your own peril.
Yeah, I guess.
And you underestimate me.
Look, Trakin, you seem to know what you have to do to be a Christian. I'd say you have about 15 seconds.
Then it's Bug Buffet. Enjoy.
You think you punks are gonna survive in Carpathia's world order? You're crazy. You hear me? We're gonna kill you! You and the rest of your religious friends! Starting with the ones in Tennessee! They are so... Get away from me! Get! No! No! Ah! Ah!
McCollum?
Mac, it's Judd.
Hey, kiddo, what's cooking?
I need a ride back to Jerusalem. You got any ideas?
All right, let me ask you this. How much do you know about seismic anomalies?
About what?
Seismic anomalies.
I think the word would be bupkis.
Then I suggest you learn, quick. GC's co-op, the C-130 cargo plane to take some geological monitoring equipment to Israel. I can get you on the plane, but you're going to have to convince the flight crew that you're there with the gear.
Hi, I'm Kurt Wagner. This is my team. Mr. Jordan.
Hello.
Ms. Shaquille and Dr. O'Neill.
Hello.
If anyone strikes up a conversation with you, you're going to have to be able to give them the goods.
Oh, yeah, it's a similar technology to what archaeologists use, only on a much larger scale. Sensors are fired deep into the tectonic plates where, using sonar, we can see where movement is most likely to occur.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought so.
Just once, I'd like to run into some chick who's looking for a soul brother. Especially if I don't have to make up a bunch of nonsense about tectonic plates and all.
Judging by my sister's expression, she may be available soon.
You can't be mad at me for talking to that flight chief.
Here's my card. Look me up the next time you're in New Babylon.
Come on, I threw it away as soon as we got off the plane.
There's Yitzhak. Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
You seem to be, as you Americans say, in the house for the dog.
Story of my life, Kasim. Story of my life.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Is that Vicky?
Yeah, they're moving the roadblock in the driveway now. They'll be here in a minute or two.
I suppose they didn't want us to freak out when we heard a truck coming, huh?
Guess not.
You know, even with Melinda and Janie, you know, whining and moaning all the time, it's been kind of fun, you know? Just us, sort of.
Well, Mark Anderson, are you blushing?
Blushing? No, no.
Well, then what are you trying to say?
Just that it's been nice talking to you and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And even though I'm glad they're back and glad we, you know, got to spend this time talking and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, there's a truck coming.
Yeah, Charlie, we know. That's Vicky and Conrad.
Vicky and Conrad? Well, Charlie wants to show them his mark.
Ah. I guess we better go say hello too, huh?
Yeah, probably. Real smooth, Marco.
That's so great, Charlie. We've been like family. Now we are family.
Wow. Charlie liked that.
What else has been going on since we left?
Well, what do you mean?
How are our guests?
Oh, guests.
Yeah, our very own pair of pagans.
Conrad.
Oh, come on, I'm just saying.
Melinda and Janie are still recovering from the bug bites, but getting better. Good. Janie's still being... Oh, let's see, what's the word? Janie!
Yeah.
So, no real change then.
No.
Well, Melinda hasn't cussed me out in a while. She's kind of retracted the claws a little.
Yeah, I've seen that too. But not Janie.
Great. Well, with that intro, why would I waste another second before running in to say hi?
Well, look who's back.
Hey, Janie. How are you doing, Melinda?
All right. Either that or I got used to the pain. You staying for a while?
Well, I got no travel plans, if that's what you mean.
Hey, you missed the fun. They had me tied up for a while.
Yeah, after you tried to burn the place down.
What?
She tried to start herself on fire. Didn't even care if she killed everyone else.
Shut up! And you!
Leave her alone! She hasn't done anything but try to help you.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Bentley? You turn into some goody-two-shoes Jesus freak?
I gotta tell you, McCannion, being as different from you as possible is looking pretty attractive right now.
Yeah, okay. Listen, nice seeing you both. We'll talk later.
Nada, wait up. Come on.
I'm sorry. Was there something you wanted to say to me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I don't want you to be mad at me.
Why should I be mad? Just because you enjoy flirting with every woman you see? Just because I believed we had an understanding?
Nada.
Just because... Do you expect that to change my mind? I don't think...
Okay.
Okay.
That may have done it.
Look... I'm really sorry I upset you, but I was just trying to get us past the GC. I was playing the part. That's all, okay? I'm sorry.
Judd, I just want to know where we stand.
Nada, in some ways, I'm happier right now than I've ever been.
In some ways?
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what's going to happen. God may want me back in the States tomorrow. I don't know.
Would you take me with you?
Anywhere. I want you with me. I want to be with you.
Really?
Really?
That's very nice to hear.
Okay. Now let's go check in with your father before he has too much time to think about how he's going to kill me.
You have no idea what you have put me through, both of you.
I'm sorry, Papa. It would have been dangerous to contact you.
Of course, I understand. I am so glad that you are safe, but the months of suffering,
I suffered too, Papa.
I will get to you in a minute.
I'm sorry for any trouble that I
do not blame you. My daughter can be very stubborn.
Yes, she can.
I don't remember speaking to you. Why are you speaking?
I can see you're pretty busy, so let me get out of your way here. Do you mind if I use your computer?
Of course. Go right ahead.
I will be with you soon.
Nada, we are not done talking.
Wow, Judd. Sounds like you had quite an adventure.
Yeah, you too.
It feels good to stop moving for a while. We need the rest.
What time is it there?
Dark time. Really dark.
Sorry about that, but you were at the computer anyhow. It's not like it woke you.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's nice to actually see you again.
Yeah, who knew? While we were out running around staying alive, web video picture quality has been getting better.
If I'd have known you were going to call, I would have dressed up.
You should hook up a camera. You still got that one, don't you?
Yeah, Mark's got it somewhere. I'll ask him about it.
Oh, good idea. So, what's new over there?
Well, in the end of the world romance category, Darian and Mark like each other. They think no one knows.
Romance. That's funny.
Well, why is that funny?
I don't know. It just is.
Good night, Judd. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still on the computer.
Yeah.
Judd?
Sorry. Vicky. This is Nada. Nada, my friend Vicky, is on the other end.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to tell you I'm going to take a nap.
Okay.
See you when I wake up. Bye-bye.
So, Darian and Mark, huh? How funny.
And then... She kisses him, like, right in front of me.
While you were watching? That is so cold.
Yeah.
So, what did Judd do?
Oh, get this. He goes, "So, what's new there?" And I go, "Nothing, I guess." So he goes, "Yeah, I think I should get going." And I go, "Yeah, me too."
Oh, why didn't you go... cold, very cold. Bad Judd.
I don't know. I don't know if he likes me. I don't even know if I like him.
You do.
What?
Trust me, you do.
Get out of here. Like we don't all know that you like Mark.
No way!
Yeah, way! And you know what, though?
What?
I think Conrad likes you, too.
Really?
So what's going on with Mark?
Nothing. He tried to kiss me the other day.
I guess leaving Charlie here as chaperone wasn't the best idea.
Actually, it was Charlie that interrupted him.
Oh, I take it back.
Papa, can't you sleep either?
No. Honestly, I'm too happy to sleep.
I haven't seen you this pleased in a long time.
I could not even be angry with your Judd. After all, he brought you both back to me.
I like him very much, Papa.
Like?
Papa!
I think your feelings are stronger than that. I believe...
Get on the boy! Get on the boy! Now, hands behind your back. Living room secure.
Get in there!
Papa, they found me!
Shut!
Is that you?
It's not me. I think it's the door.
Me! Open up!
Sam?
What's he doing here?
What time is it?
Dark time.
Judd, you must hurry. The GC have taken them.
Slow down, cowboy. Taken who?
Nada and her family.
What?
Why would they be taking them?
I don't know, but I was watching the station, waiting to see if my father showed up. I saw them bring them in.
Get dressed.
Why?
We gotta help them.
Really? How?
I don't know yet.
Then maybe you better calm down until you do know.
Hey, if you were the one in jail, they'd try to help you.
Then they're as crazy as you are.
This isn't helping. Let's at least make a plan.
Yeah, at least.
Why won't you tell us what we want to know?
Amir Kazim, Global Community Employee Number 326-3827-1138.
So you keep saying.
Amir Kazim, Global Community Employee Number 326-3827.
I will take over now, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I hope you have more to tell me than your name and employee number.
What is it that you want to know?
I want to know all about the seditious organization that you and your father are the leaders of.
Amir Kazim, Global Community Employee Number 326-3827.
Very well.
113.
Bring the others in.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
It used to work in the old days.
I still don't like this whole plan.
Yeah, noted. Give me the bottle. Before you start the rag on fire, which car am I throwing this thing at?
That one.
Why that one?
It's my father's.
Interesting choice.
So, he must be in here somewhere.
I hope so.
Hey, let me throw the thing.
Why?
I have a better arm than you.
With a football, this is a Molotov cocktail.
Same difference. Just give it here.
Fine.
All right, light her up.
Kids, I'm not trying this at home.
No!
Whoa! Good shot!
Everyone should be coming outside any second now.
Oh, what's that smell?
I don't know. Is it the fire?
Too soon to be the fire.
It smells like rotten eggs.
You have the wrong people. We are not these ringleaders you speak of.
We know that you have been printing and distributing literature that is contrary to what the GC teaches.
So is it a crime to disagree with someone?
It is when that someone is the leader of the world. Find out what all that noise is about.
Yes, sir.
Get him! Rayfield, get
him! Jamal, Nada, let's get going.
I don't think so.
You, my young friend, will do exactly what I tell you.
I don't think so. Then again,
I will not hesitate to shoot any of you. Do you understand?
I understand that if you didn't have that gun, we'd be mopping the room up with you.
Such talk. These Americans have apparently had a negative influence on you.
Judd!
I will kill you. Get up.
Leave him alone. You've done enough. Father?
Samuel, I told you to stay away from these people.
These people taught me the truth. Their Bible predicts horsemen. Outside, I have seen horsemen.
What?
They teach lies. It is mind control, and what have you done?
This is God's judgment on those who won't believe.
What's happening?
The horsemen bring death.
What have you done to my son?
I listen to him if I were you.
Do something.
Leland, whatever your name, you've caused me enough problems.
You really should listen to your son.
Father, don't kill him.
Don't shoot him. You can't.
Nada! Nada!
Father!
Nada!
Nada! Nada, talk to me. Nada!
Put your hand on the wound. Hold it tightly.
Jed, are you okay?
Don't worry about me. Just stay with me here.
Cold. So
cold. No. No, no. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open, baby. Look at me here. Look at me. Look at me. Keep looking at me. Nada! Nada! Nada, come on! Nada! Nada!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.